Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about information security. And something that came up recently in an interview that I did with AIM President John Mancini, who talked quite a bit about some of the important trends in information management, such as cloud, mobile devices, social, and collaboration. And one of the points he made in that interview was that information security has really changed. Companies used to just focus on kind of securing the perimeter, and today they need to really think more broadly about how to secure information, devices, and the perimeter. And this is also something that I've talked quite a bit about with our podcast guest, Ron Miller, who is an enterprise technology reporter and a content management expert and also a frequent contributor to SearchContentManagement.com. So welcome, Ron.
Hey, Lauren. Nice to be back.
It's great to have you here. This is becoming,
well, thank you.
Yeah, if this is becoming our steady gig, I'm liking it. So my first question for you, and as I mentioned, this is something that you've brought up, but maybe you could tell our audience a little bit more about why securing the perimeter, sort of the company's four walls, is no longer adequate. What has changed that proposition?
Well, I guess first and foremost, what's changed is computing. It doesn't stop when you leave the building anymore. If you think back, you know, maybe a decade ago, certainly more than that, perhaps, you know, few folks in the company had BlackBerries, but that was mostly messaging, and content really was almost always safely behind the firewall. And companies could set up a perimeter, but today the firewall is really, it's a vestige of the past because, you know, we're walking around with these computers in our pockets and we have access to everything. So if you think about it, it's kind of a cliche, but, you know, mobile did change everything. First there was the iPhone and later Android and the iPad, and that all happened in very quick succession if you think about it from the 2007 to 2009 time frame. And you know, that really, those devices transformed our abilities and our expectations, you know, about content. And it meant that content was no longer confined to the building. So now we expect to have our content on our device. We expect to be able to get at it anywhere, anytime. And we don't want restrictions on that. So companies have to think of new ways to secure the content as it moves through the world.
Right. So, you know, it might also be a cliche, but I think this presents some opportunities and also some risks for companies. But let's talk now about how can we think more broadly about security beyond the perimeter?
Well, the old content security model was essentially the idea of a moat around the building, right? You had this body of protection, not water, but you know, network protection, and you tried to make it difficult for you know, intruders to breach that protection. Obviously, that approach really doesn't work anymore because people aren't sitting in the building, so there's no perimeter secure, and that leaves a couple of options, and vendors have taken several approaches on this. You can secure the device, which is called mobile device management. You can control the apps, you know, which, you know, people do just with, you know, basic things like two-factor logging in and those kinds of things. Or you can secure the last leg, which is the content. And each of these pieces play a role in overall security as people move through the world with these devices. But I think when you have control of the content and you can shut off access, even if someone breaches the machine or the app, that's probably the ultimate of control that you can have.
So what is different about securing information itself and securing the asset? What kind of features does that entail in software?
So the idea, you know, as I said, is to control the content, to control access to the content. And it doesn't matter if someone gets past your other defenses. If you can control access to that content, then you have control of your intellectual property. So several companies have been trying to attack this problem. And what does it mean? It means controlling things like who can edit, who can share, copying and pasting, being able to expire documents so that you can say you can look at it for this period of time, but after that period of time is over, the document is no longer accessible. Or that you can just shut down immediate access to documents, so you can say this document is just no longer accessible and it's like it doesn't exist. So if you click the link to the document, it just doesn't, nothing happens. So if you think, I mean, back in the day, there was this idea of document rights management, and it was a bit kludgy. But today, with the cloud, you can set up, content level security, and you can basically control every aspect of how people use that content. And to give you a couple of examples, Mobile Iron just released a content security service that gives control of content assets at that kind of granular level that I just described, but across a number of services. Right now it's like Box and Dropbox, I think, but over time they plan to layer on other services and then give API access to even more obscure services, so that you can, if you know that people are using a service, rather than trying to control what people can do and can't do, you control the content wherever it goes. And it's a pretty smart approach, I think. Other individual services like Box and Simplicity and, you know, some of that elk, Ignite, have given you that kind of control as well, but it's usually within their individual services and not, you know, across a broad range of services. Obviously, it's with as the content moves in and out of its service.
So, and you brought up a point that has come up in my recent conversations with some users. I talked with the founder and president of Lawyers Without Borders, and they tried a number of different content management systems and ultimately went with a cloud. They used SharePoint. They couldn't get the security that they needed. Someone actually hacked one of their portals. And they ultimately went with a cloud-based content management service, I believe called Intralinx, where they had this sort of asset-based control over documents, who could view it, who could print it, when it will expire. And it's kind of enabled them to have a different approach toward their content, really, where they're not just archiving stuff and shoving it somewhere and leaving it there for perpetuity. They use the cloud and they use their content management system for works in progress, and then they expire the documents. Do you think that's it's going to encourage companies to think about their content in a new way?
Oh, absolutely. They have to, and these services are giving them that kind of level of control. So if they can find ways to say, okay, the content, like you said, doesn't live in the world forever. It lives in your control, in your realm of how long it lives in the world. Or, you know, you can say it's something like a sales document. Well, that's going to change over time. Prices change, products change. You can say, okay, the old document's gone. This is the new document. And without any kind of email or discussion or any kind of deliberate activity, you just swap out the old document for the new document. And if you think about something like an RFP process, you send out RFPs with a lot of, you know, detailed intellectual property about how you're going to create something. And then somebody who doesn't get it might be thinking, okay, you know what? You know, they didn't choose me. I'm just going to release this to the world for whatever reason. And you can prevent that kind of leak. You can say, okay, you know, at the end of the RFP process, these people don't even have access to this document anymore. Only the winning contractor has access. So that kind of control, that kind of ability to say who can and who can access it when and how, it just changes the whole ballgame.
So that leads to my final question, which is a constant, an ever-present theme. We talk about it all the time. But how do you think some of these capabilities are changing sort of traditional ECM software?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, ECM has always been a part of a broader enterprise system of software. So when you're part of that broader ecosystem within the enterprise, then the security assets of that or the security of that system is going to travel with across all systems. But, you know, it becomes more challenging now because the intellectual property is actually leaving the perimeter, or the, you know, if you think about it, there were times when you could have sensitive information like social security numbers or intellectual property, and you could have like an alarm system, you know, if it was in an email or if it was being sent to, you know, out of your firewall, you could say, whoop, you know, ding, 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 social security number leaving, check that, you know. But it's harder to do now because people are on the move. So it becomes really seriously more challenging for the vendors. But, you know, we've seen with Sony and with Anthem and these huge hacks that part of the treasure the hackers are looking to exploit is content, right? In the case of Sony, we saw emails and intellectual property being exposed. It was embarrassing. It was expensive. So, you know, everybody has a stake in security, regardless of your role or type of company or, you know, the kind of software you're using within the company. But security has become incredibly difficult in a world of hackers, you know, who are organized by governments and criminal syndicates. It's not some, you know, pimply-faced kid in their parents' basement trying to get some, you know, online cred because they could break into a system. It's some serious and really heavy-duty, you know, security issues. And so ECM has to be part of that conversation with everybody else. And at the very least, it has to work with everybody else to find creative ways, you know, to secure the networks and the content that lives there, because clearly what we've been doing hasn't been working. And maybe, you know, the answer does lie in these cloud products and this ability to control individual level content and have that kind of granular level control over content. And the fact that the cloud companies are, up to this point, have been doing really a better job than the private companies of securing this content.
And that's somewhat ironic. I think you're
amazing. It kind of is, yes.
Given all the consumer and business reticence about the cloud.
That's exactly right. I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of backwards that people have been concerned about the cloud for security reasons and it being out of their control. But we're finding that companies who keep it in their control are more at risk than people who are moving it to the cloud. And one last point, because I think this is important. I read an article or a blog post where the person was making an argument that the cloud was actually safer for a number of reasons. First of all, because the cloud vendor has a huge stake in being secure. Second of all, because it's rethinking the security of documents, because when you think about the kinds of things that we were just talking about, you know, around content-level security. And finally, because we tend to spread things across the cloud. We don't tend to keep them, like, in one central repository like we do in the enterprise, which makes all of our content vulnerable if we get breached.
Yes. Well, Ron, as always, you've shed a lot of light on a complicated subject, so thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, we'll cover these issues also on the site. So for more on information security and governance and content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.